From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting there are reports that Russian missiles have hit Iran. A U.S. official tells VOA four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their targets in Syria. The official said there has been no information on damage. Russia denies its missiles went astray. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria, for the first time launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called Russian military actions troubling.
We will assess the latest developments and the implications for the security of the alliance.
Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000 troops. The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of October.
We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face.
McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders says 33 people are still missing following the U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. 22 people were killed in the strike, which U.S. officials say was a mistake. The United Nations has reported one peacekeeper in the Central African Republic killed and another wounded in an attack north of the capital, Bangui. A spokesman says a convoy was traveling when it was fired on by unidentified gunmen Tuesday. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is promising to take a hard line against Palestinians who have unleashed a wave of attacks against Israelis, but says he does not want to anger Israel's allies. Netanyahu and his top security chiefs held a special news conference Thursday evening after another day where at least five Israelis were stabbed. The prime minister is seeking to ease friction at a disputed religious site in Jerusalem. Robert Berger reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has barred Israeli cabinet ministers and members of parliament from visiting the Mosque of Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem's Old City, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel hopes to ease tensions after riots at the holy place sparked a wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks over the past week. The mosque and Golden Dome of the Rock mark the third holiest place in Islam. For Jews, it is the site of the two biblical temples and the holiest place of all. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The Ethics Committee of football's governing body FIFA has suspended President Sepp Blatter and his potential successor for 90 days. The committee took the action Thursday against Blatter and Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Association. The action comes less than 2 weeks after Swiss prosecutors opened a criminal investigation against Blatter involving a $2 million payment to Platini in 2011. Blatter's lawyers said the committee that suspended him failed to follow its own rules by not letting the president present evidence. The Hague-based International Criminal Court said Thursday its prosecutor has called for an inquiry into allegations of war crimes believed to have been committed during the Russian-Georgia conflict in 2008. A three-member panel is expected to review the notification from prosecutor Fatou Bensouda that she intends to ask for authorization to conduct an investigation into the situation in Georgia. Rwanda's Supreme Court has cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third seven-year term. The court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current two-term limit is legal. The opposition Green Party had petitioned the court to block the proposed changes. Witnesses say suspected airstrikes by a Saudi-led military force have hit a wedding in Yemen. They say at least 15 people were killed and at least 25 wounded. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive has apologized over the recent emissions testing scandal. Michael Horn issued a sincere apology Thursday to members of the House. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.